A bit of sport now as we turn back to the news. Football continues to be newsworthy as the City club discusses provision of a fan zone and the waterfront venue is providing entertainment during the Football World Cup. Then there's going to be a skate park at Cringleford. Ladies' Day at Fakenham Races gets a mention too, as does a golf champion. Neighbours have been left with unanswered questions over controversial plans to create a new fan zone following a community meeting at Carrow Road. The event was arranged to discuss a range of concerns, including parking and litter near the club, and questions about its new fan zone and revamp plans, which are currently on hold, were also raised. Jane Overhill, community activist for the Labour Party, who helped organise the meeting, dubbed it a success, but had her concerns over the lack of information involving plans for the club's fan zone, which is to be built behind the Barclay stand. Ms Overhill explained those living in the terraced houses on Carrow Road were worried about the noise from the new facility and some worried about the possibility of antisocial behaviour. A spokeswoman for the club said the plans are currently on hold, pending further consultations.
Football fans can enjoy a summer of live music, good food and World Cup action at a riverside venue. The waterfront in Norwich will become a dedicated England fan park throughout the tournament, with multiple screens, food trucks, bands, DJs and merchandise, all in the lineup. A different tribute act has been booked to perform on the day of each match. For England's first game against Croatia on Wednesday, June the 17th, the crowd will be treated to an Oasis tribute. An Arctic Monkeys tribute will play at the second England match against Ghana on Tuesday, June the 23rd. While on Saturday, June the 27th, a band inspired by The Killers will take to the stage ahead of the England versus Panama match. A students' union officer for the UEA, which runs the waterfront, said, "The waterfront has always been about live experiences and bringing people together, so it feels like the perfect venue to host what we hope will be some unforgettable match days. We're really proud to be hosting these events in Norwich and giving supporters a place to get behind England together."
Skaters have shared their delight after plans to build a skate park were given the green light. Cringleford Parish Council, the applicant, will build the skate park, also known as a pump track, on a football field near the Willow Centre. The site will include a 721-foot loop with a total area of approximately 4,000 square feet. Chris Wink, a lifelong skater who lives near the site, shared his excitement over the approval. He said, "There's a real buzz about the pump track go-ahead now. There's already been a resurgence of interest since the Eaton Park upgrade. New people of all ages are getting involved, whether starting from scratch or getting their boards, BMX or skates out of retirement. It's starting to look like an exciting summer."
Thousands of people put on the glitz as Fakenham Racecourse staged a hugely successful Ladies' Day on Sunday the 31st of May. Weather conditions were perfect for the end-of-season meeting and racegoers made a stunning effort with their stylishly fashionable outfits. The various categories in the Best Dress competitions were hotly contested. Tonya Sizeland won the individual award while Penny and Sean were the winning couple. There were six races during the afternoon.
Teenager Sully Goddard claimed the Norfolk Amateur Championship crown with an exemplar display at Boreborough Golf Club. The Thetford golfer signed for three subpar scores to close out the 54-hole event at 211, seven shots clear of runner-up Danny Loveday. Goddard's victory underlined his fast-track development after a 2025 season in which he acclaimed the Norfolk Boys title. The Culford School pupil's latest success also highlighted the contrasting emotions that golf can bring. Last year, Goddard held a one-shot lead going into the final round of the Norfolk Amateur Championship at Sheringham. But in blustery conditions, he endured a difficult day by the sea and ended up in second place behind Ed Featherstone. Fast forward 12 months, and it was a different story for Goddard on a course where he was a member for several sessions. This time, he led from start to finish and lifted the trophy with a winning smile.